If I have everything except Jesus, I have nothing. And if I have nothing but Jesus, I've got everything. Beloved, we should want every Christian to be experiencing the melting love of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says the love of Christ constrained him. Life for Paul is Christ. And death is gain because it's more of Christ.
We know the Holy Spirit of God experientially. We experience Him. We love Him and we welcome all that He wants to do.
Lord, would You fill us with the love of Christ? Would the whole church experience a greater outpouring of the love of Christ in Christ Jesus so that we together, the temple of the Holy Spirit, would experience the love of God?
This Christ of Scripture, not the one that's a figment of men's imaginations, He claimed that He had no sin. He claimed that He could forgive sin. He claimed to be the only way to God. He claimed He was God. He claimed that He came to give His life a ransom for many. He claimed to be the Savior of the world. And I'll tell you this, He claimed men's allegiance.
Only Christ can make you free on Judgment Day if you'll make Him your Passover. Well, you see, it doesn't matter how long you've been in bondage and misery. You too can be free right now, this moment, this day, by applying this blood.
Every Christian ought to look back with unspeakable gratitude on the providence of God. Nothing, absolutely nothing, not even one hair, nothing can happen to you. Nothing can just, quote, happen to you. Nothing can happen to you.
I love You. Lord, thank You that almighty vengeance fell upon Your head. Thank You that You have redeemed me. Thank You for all the kindness. You have bought me with a price.
We invite you to join us for the 2018 Fellowship Conference in Denton, Texas, March 29th to April 1st. For more information, go to IllBeHonest.com/fellowship.